Now, look, this is a very, very big story. The Senate inquiry into the Commonwealth Bank's wealth management arm tabled a report in Federal Parliament yesterday, as I warned you it would, and I have discussed aspects of this in the past. It has recommended a royal commission into the bank and to ASIC. My own view is that Mr. Abbott should call that royal commission immediately. The report argues a royal commission is the only way to properly investigate this scandal, and scandal it is. The Senate Inquiry Chairman, Labor Senator Mark Bishop, said, quote, "The evidence the committee has received is so shocking, and the credibility of both ASIC and the Commonwealth Bank is so compromised that a royal commission really is warranted." Now, more than 1,000 Commonwealth Bank clients, many of them retirees, lost millions of dollars when they were deceived into putting their savings into high-risk, high-margin funds by cowboy Commonwealth Bank financial advisers. These cowboy advisers, the Senate inquiry was told, couldn't have cared less about their clients. They were simply seeking to maximise their own commissions for signing clients up to bank investments. Unbelievably, some of these advisers apparently still have their jobs at the Commonwealth Bank. The Senate report also describes ASIC, which is meant to oversee standards in this area, as a timid and hesitant regulator. All this comes, I might add, though, at a time when the Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann, is talking about introducing amendments to Labor's financial advice legislation. Amendments which would remove obligations on bank tellers to declare that they are receiving bonuses, or might be, for signing up elderly customers to bank products. Now, Labor did not get much right, but on this thing, they are right. And the government should leave Labor's financial advice legislation alone. Equally, the government should not ignore the ultimate finding of the Senate inquiry, a royal commission into the Commonwealth Bank and ASIC.